Nigeria's Christians get a boost from the International Criminal Court. Despite the continuous stream of bad news from Syria, there is good news. And with winter coming on, are you warm enough? Well, not everybody is. We'll tell you why in today's edition of Mission Network News, a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. The Hague found Nigeria's Boko Haram has committed crimes against humanity. In response, the terrorist group blew up a church and attacked a police station. Voice of the Martyrs Todd Nettleton says the war on Christians changed the when of sharing their faith to an if.
You know, as you think about the experience of going to church and you think about the experience of trying to reach out to your community, obviously, if your first concern has to be, is this person a threat to my personal safety? That affects how you're going to spread the gospel. That affects how the church is going to operate.
BOM is helping Boko Haram's victims. Christians are asking for prayer more than anything else.
Jesus calls us to love our enemies and to pray for those who persecute us. That's a very hard standard when bombs are going off in churches every Sunday. We need to pray for the hearts of our Nigerian brothers and sisters to remain soft to the people around them and to remain passionate about spreading the gospel.
Next, despite the violence in Syria, Christians are saying there is good news. Open Doors USA is reporting that one youth worker sees this moment in Syrian history as God's grace. He says it took civil war to leave the four walls of his church building and help those in need. Churches all around Syria are reaching out and working together to make a difference in the country. Ask God to continue to give courage to churches ministering in Syria during all the violence. This is Mission Network News.
We're seeking to disciple these kids. We're seeking to be a steady presence in their lives. We're seeking to model Christian adults care about them and who can give them some guidance and some love and some security.
That's Dr. David Scheringa with Crossroad Bible Institute. He's not referring to orphans in Guatemala. He's talking about millions of kids worldwide who have a parent in prison.
Children of prisoners tend to be high at risk for alcoholism, drug abuse, promiscuity, and entering into a life of crime.
CBI is trying to prevent this with their Magna Messiah program. It's the Bible in a comic book format that's easy for kids to follow. The program also helps illiterate adults in the South Pacific learn about Christ. I'm hoping you'll help bring the story of Jesus to prisoners and their families.
Go to the website. You can find a dozen ways to get involved in helping prisoners, because this is what Jesus calls us to do. These are his brothers and sisters.
Meanwhile, you know Voice of China in Asia as a ministry that distributes Bibles and trains pastors in rural China. But did you know that VOCA not only works in China, but many other Asian nations? One of which is South Korea. There, the organization runs the Eric Hammond Home for Handicapped Orphans.
We have 90 kids at our Eric Hammond Home that are either physically or mentally handicapped, and usually both. Because of their handicaps, they're non-adoptable, and most have been placed because of deplorable conditions that they come from.
Now, these kids are with a home for life. While it's well-established, there are needs.
The home has been in existence for over 40 years now, and it's time to rebuild. It's time for us to go in and refurbish the campus, redo some of the rooms. It's time to upgrade.
Unconditionally caring for these kids gives VOCA a platform to talk about their faith to others. Help this unreached people group at missionnetworknews.org. And imagine having just one blanket for your whole family to share. Well, many families experience this in northern India. The Mission Society missionaries Pete and Esther are raising money to provide blankets to 3,000 people in northern India. Many who live in northern India are considered least reached or unreached. This small act of kindness is one way to show God's love in a practical way. Pray these blankets will provide an opportunity to share the gospel. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Keith and Kristen Getty's Christmas CD, Joy in Irish Christmas, is waiting for you. It features your favorite Christmas carols along with some brand new original songs. When you help M&N with your gift of any amount, you're giving a voice to the voiceless all over the world, and we'll get the CD too. Help create new memories this year. Just call 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.